gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by the Oseeder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Dayquil. I compared labels. Dayquil has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Dayquil can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Dayquil, new from Bristol-Myers. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Van Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Van Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
Yes. Of course I'll see her. Yes, now, and hold everything else. Isabel, this is great.
I should have made an appointment, Tony.
With me? Come on. You can walk into my office anytime you want.
Same Tony that I met on that Paris plane.
Well, no. No, as a matter of fact, I think there's been quite a change.
Huh?
Come on, sit down, Isabel. Are you free for lunch?
You haven't asked me why I'm here.
Doesn't matter.
I think it might. I'm in the city today to get my plane ticket.
Oh, I knew Belhaven would never hold you. Home to Paris, huh?
No, I'm going to London, but only for a little while.
Oh.
Then I'm coming back. But, Tony, I didn't come in to talk about me. I came in on an impulse to ask you about Kate.
You know more about her than I do, Isabel.
But you moved into her life.
I don't think she'd admit that.
You've gotten her a job.
Oh, she got that for herself. I only gave her the introduction.
Tony... Dear, I wasn't born yesterday. She wouldn't have thought of the city if you hadn't talked her into it.
What are you getting at, Isabel?
Oh, don't mistake me. I'm all for it. If I were Kate's age, you could talk me into almost anything.
I could still try.
Try. No, we better stick to the point. Kate has been deeply influenced by you. I'm not asking you whether you're in love with her. That's none of my business. Anyway, I understand the question is old-fashioned.
What are you asking me, Isabel?
Well, nothing specific, really. I'm just wondering why she didn't sound happier on the phone last night.
Come in.
Am I interrupting, Mr. Ross? Oh. I guess I am.
No, not at all, not at all, Kate.
But you're busy.
No, your friend Tony's been ragging me about exercise. I've lived 30 years without it, but I'm sick of listening to him, so I bought this golf club. It's a putter. And that cup, see? The idea is to get the ball across the carpet into the cup.
And do you?
You know, the whole idea is nuts. At least I don't have to bend over and pick up the ball. I got a gadget for that, too. Well, what can I do for you, young lady?
I'd like to talk about my job here, Mr. Ross.
Well, why don't you talk to June? She knows the ropes.
She's not in this morning. Anyhow, she couldn't tell me what I want to know.
I better sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, it won't take that long, Mr. Ross. I looked at those two apartments at 614 West Calvert that you're trying to rent.
Yeah?
Mr. Ross, one of them isn't fit for anybody to live in.
Oh, no? Well, people have been doing it.
There is a hole in the kitchen floor. No paint on the walls, and the water pipes leak.
And what's the rent?
What's that got to do with it?
Oh, I guess I'd better tell you the facts of life, Kate.
The facts of life are that every human being should have a decent place to live in.
Well, okay, then write your congressman. I'm just a guy trying to make a buck, half a buck, once in a while.
Mr. Ross, I have an appointment to show a young woman with a new baby that disgraceful apartment. I'm going to tell her the landlord will be happy to repaint.
You know, you're crazy.
And make all necessary repairs.
You tell her that, and we'll lose the listing.
Right.
Kate, I made a deal with your boyfriend, Cushing, to give you a job. And I want to tell you, he didn't say you could tell me how to run my business.
No, you didn't. Thank you for making it all clear.
Well, no. Kate, wait a minute. Now, don't get sore.
I'm not.
Now, come on, let's forget it. I'll give you some nice apartments over on the river to rent, huh?
No, I'm keeping my appointment with little Mrs. Mateo. You've just made it easier for me.
I don't get it.
You will, Mr. Ross.
I adore this place, Tony. It's still so chic. Is Kate coming?
I called twice, left messages.
I'm glad she's so busy, but I'm a little short of time.
Oh, then we'll order. I'm sorry. I wanted you to see Kate.
Hello, Tony.
Oh, hello, Al. I didn't know you ate lunch.
had a bad morning. Gotta settle my stomach. You know, your girl, Kate...
Isabel, may I present Al Ross? Al, this is Mrs. Isabel Duval, Kate's aunt.
How do you do?
Oh, fine, thanks. I'll see you, Tony.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He owns the real estate office where Kate works. He's all right, Isabel, honestly.
What did he mean? He had a bad time with your girl, Kate.
Well, he talks like that. You'd have to understand, Al.
I'd rather not. Tony, you really got that job for Kate, didn't you? I mean, the whole bit, huh?
I wanted her to have a chance. I did what I could. Isabel, I find myself thinking a great deal about Kate. She's one girl I can't seem to get over.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
This is the Studio Club.
Hub of the universe, lady. What can I do for you?
Is there anyone at the desk?
Yes, but he doubles as an escape artist. Do you want to see someone?
My niece, Mrs. Wakefield, or I don't suppose...
Kate? You... The inner beat of my heart. Room 23.
Wow.
She's not home yet, but go right up.
You mean the door is left open?
No, but the key's hanging right there on the board.
Well, then anybody could get it.
We live in brotherhood here.
I was thinking of the sisterhood.
Gracious lady, we are one today. Shall I get the key for you?
No, I can wait in the lobby, thank you.
The chairs aren't too safe, either of them. But if my company charms you, please.
No, I think I will go up.
Allow me. The key. And may it open the world.
Oh, heaven forbid. I might say, young man, you're going to catch your death of cold with those bare feet.
I haven't any others.
Jeff, you minding the lobby?
Just watching the ebb and flow of humanity.
Oh.
Some of it just flowed up to your room.
Who?
The Grand Duchess of Patamania, I think.
Who? Oh, my... Not Aunt Isabel. My Aunt Isabel.
I was blinded by her tiara.
Oh, it must be.
She didn't like my feet.
Isabel has always worn shoes.
Mm.
I'll go right up.
Okay.
Yep.
Can I tune my guitar in your room later?
Oh, no, Jeff, you cannot. We agreed on that.
She never tunes up as true anywhere else.
Bye, Jeff.
Kate, I'm glad to see you.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to be in the city?
Oh, it was all rather impulsive. I'm leaving for London tomorrow.
How wonderful.
Yeah, well, I have some business to attend to. I've made up my mind I want to live in Belhaven.
Oh, Isabel, I'm so glad. If that's what you want.
I'll tell you about it, Kate. Why don't you come to London with me?
Oh.
It's last minute, but we can arrange it.
I have a job. I can't leave right now.
Oh, I thought you might want to leave it.
Well, what gave you that idea?
Oh, nothing, really. It could be after dinner now, and I could get back on an early train.
I'd love it. I know a good place that's fast.
You are settling in, aren't you?
Mm.
Kate, who's that young man I met in the lobby? You know, with the bare feet.
Bare feet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, oh, he's harmless. He's really very bright and quite sweet.
You know, Kate, put sailing sneakers on him and cut off that beard and... In an odd sort of way, he reminded me of...
I know.
Tom.
Faces of Love features Joan Loring as Kate Wakefield, Nat Polan as Anthony Cushing, Joan Copeland as Isabel Duval, and Eugene Francis as Al Roth. Also appearing were Richard Niles and Joan Shea. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Margaret LaWorth, and brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. This is Mel Brown. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Sorry, I haven't had this for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Dear listeners, my compliments, your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. If any listeners were kind enough to be concerned about my writing problem, I assure you the crisis is past. I am back at my desk, writing Vanity Fair with ease, and eager for you to learn what Miss Rebecca Sharp is up to. As you know, she's a young woman of uncommon resources, but it may be this time she will go too far. Miss Crawley ordered Becky and Giles out of her presence. And what did Becky reply?
I am not leaving until I say what I've come to say.
You defy me?
I do. And don't bother to voice what you're thinking, that I'm only a governess. I know what I am, a good deal more than a governess, and you shall know it too.
How dare you?
I dare because I must. You may sputter, threaten, give orders, but nothing you say will stop me.
Stow it, Miss Becky. I cannot believe my ears. Young woman, for the last time, I order you from this room.
I shan't go, Miss Crawley.
Then I shall. Stand aside.
No. Giles, close the door.
Yes, ma'am.
You would keep me here by force?
By force of the truth.
Truth?
The truth that no one ever dares tell you. But I shall. Everyone else is afraid of you, not I.
This is intolerable. And yet, intriguing, yes. Quite. Oblige me, then, by saying what you came to say.
I came to apologize for my impertinence to you, but...
To apologize? Then why in heaven's name haven't you done so instead of prattling about truth?
But I decided not to apologize.
Not?
For I don't in the least regret what I said when we met.
So this is the great truth you were so anxious to impart. Insult added to injury.
That was one truth. The second is this. You and I, Miss Crawley, are a good deal alike.
What, Miss Becky?
That's why I understand you.
You are demented.
We both despise people who are toadies, who fawn and grovel, do we not? Come, admit it.
I admit no such thing.
Oh, I doubted you would. Third truth. We are contemptuous of those who fear us and agree with us and say only what they think we want to hear. Yes, Miss Crawley?
No.
I was certain you'd say no. You're not accustomed to the truth. How long since anyone dared tell it you? Oh, you'll not answer that either. Fourth truth. You've been bored for a very long time and not even known why. Shall I tell you? Because no one will speak up or cross you. How high you sit on your pedestal, and it's lonely there. But you're not bored now, are you? Are you?
When you've quite finished with your absurd discourse, Miss Sharp. What an apt name for you, Sharp, with a cutting edge. When you've finished, be assured I shall pass on every word to Sir Pitt.
She will, Miss Becky. She will. Have a care.
Oh, hush, Giles. I know what I'm about.
I'm not hush. No, I'm not.
Oh, very well, then. Talk.
It don't matter what you say. She'll pay no mind. She's not when I told how 'twas you helped Lady Crawley and Miss Rose. I said 'twas you that lent her me. And what did she say to that? Named me a spy. Oh, Miss Becky, take care. She'll do you with Sir Pitt.
My thanks, dear Giles. But I fear your good advice comes too late.
Oh, this is pretty indeed. Allow a servant to defy you and thank her for it.
I don't even like servants who fawn, Miss Crawley. I chose Giles for that red hair. I hope he'd speak up when need be. She does, as you have heard.
Now, have you finished, Miss Sharp?
No.
I beg to differ, you have. Now, I confess I've been rather entertained by your remarkable performance. I allowed you to continue to see how far you have the audacity to go. But my patience has quite run out. Kindly open the door, Giles. I must go, and with haste, to my brother.
Will I, Miss Becky?
Of course. I misjudged the lady. I believed she could face, even welcome, the truth. Open the door, and curtsy very low as Miss Crawley passes through. The door stands open, Miss Crawley. Yes, I... Yes, I have changed my mind.
About leaving? About Sir Pitt? About Becky Sharp?
Giles, in heaven's name, pour me some wine.
Yes, ma'am. Your wine, ma'am.
Pour another.
But you've not yet drank that one.
For your mistress.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Miss Sharp, why do you stand there silent? How full you were of words and sound and fury before. Now nothing.
It is your turn, Miss Crawley.
Yes. My turn.
Your one, Miss Becky.
Yes. My turn, indeed. Your health, Rebecca Sharp.
And yours, Miss Crawley.
And I thought I was done for.
Oh, you very nearly were.
And may yet be. I'm still furious, outraged, indignant, insulted. But not.
How utterly marvelous.
Not bored. You are right on that count, my dear. Mind you, I don't say on the others, but on that one, you hit the mark.
One other. I was right not to come crawling to Miss Crawley.
Curious. I thought I wanted that. Thought I enjoyed it.
But you've turned me round, mixed me up, and I don't know at all that I thank you.
Why, Miss Crawley, the moment you give the order, I resolve to be like Sir Pitt. Yes, Matilda, no, Matilda, whatever you say, Matilda, what shall I fetch you? Confound it, tells me so I can ruin and fetch.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, Lady Crawley. I'm not equal to it, Matilda. I have the most dreadful cold in the head.
Oh, her ladyship.
Oh, young Pitt, if you can bear it.
Oh, I am a man of the highest principles, Aunt Matilda, and am deeply anxious about the state of your soul.
No. Which one would you have?
Choose. And that very one I shall be. Choose, Miss Crawley.
I choose Rebecca Sharp.
Need I comment, ladies? I've written to no purpose if my listeners have not discovered that Becky Sharp has a genius for getting into trouble and a genius for getting out. Tomorrow? I haven't yet decided. Pray, come and find out. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but Using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day, I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. So I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Did my eyes deceive me when I drove in the yard just now? Who is that sitting out in the stone wall?
Well, it.
And what does it want now? Money?
Oh, he didn't say so. He arrived about noon with a duffel bag full of the filthiest clothes I ever saw.
Which I suppose you spent the afternoon washing.
Well, it was either that or burn them up.
I don't know why you put up with him the way you do. 19 years old, and what is he? He's a college dropout, a social dropout, a family dropout.
Well, he's dropped in to leave his dirty clothes. Wish I could throw him into the washing machine and get that hair washed. Now, he must have seen you come home. Please don't light into him the minute he comes in. Now, don't start anything, dear.
I'm not going to start anything. There isn't anything left to say.
Well, you always say that, but then you get mad and you...
Hi, Dad.
Now, don't start anything.
Look at him. Looks like a bum. 19 years old, and he looks like an old mining prospector. Now,
dear,
he's got more
dear.
Beard than...
We haven't seen him for 6 months, honey.
6 months and 3 postcards.
Four. We got 4 postcards from him, dear. Tell Dad where you've been, Tom. Oh, he's been traveling all over. Honey's done such exciting things. I mean, he's been on the go every minute, haven't you, Tom?
You didn't have time to sit down and take 20 minutes to write your mother a letter?
Mom, I told you it wasn't much use.
Dear, please at least listen to the boy, will you?
I have listened to him. There sits a boy, graduates from high school, highest honors, gets 800 in his SATs, gets a four-year scholarship to college, all expenses paid. He could have been a brilliant engineer.
Dad, I decided I didn't like engineering.
You should hear where he went in South America. They're climbing mountains in the Andes. He went all the way down the Amazon in a riverboat.
I don't want to hear about all this bumming around. I want to know what he's going to do now. He's already wasted 3 years.
Well, I haven't decided, Dad. Maybe I'd come home more often if we didn't go through this every time. I've got to try different things, Dad. Can't you understand?
No. Seems to me I get all this talk about finding yourself or establishing your real identity.
I think everybody should, Dad.
Every time I've made a suggestion to you, the only answer I get is, it's not your bag or you've got to do your thing.
Well, I guess that's true.
You're going to find yourself right out in the cold. Who's going to support you when you're 30, 40, 50?
Dad, I'll make out. Don't worry about it, huh?
Don't worry about it, he says.
Look, it's the first time he's been home in 6 months. Now, can't we have a pleasant evening? Now, can't you say a few kind words to your own boy you haven't seen for 6 months?
Okay. Tom, you're my son. I love you. I'm disappointed in you. I think you're an idiot to waste your life, and I'm worried about you.
Well, those weren't exactly the kind words I had in mind.
It's all right, Mom. I understand him.
What? You don't understand me at all.
I don't want any more of this now. I want us to have a nice evening. I've got a lovely dinner planned, and afterwards we can do something together. We can play Scrabble.
Play Scrabble? You got to be kidding.
Yeah, I was kidding.
After dinner, we will sit down, and I will make every attempt not to lose my temper, because we have got to figure out some kind of a future for this boy.
Dad, I'm going to decide my own future. You decided your own, didn't you?
I got plenty of very good advice from my father.
Not one bit of which you took. He wanted you to be a doctor.
Well, I listened to him anyhow. Look, how much longer do you plan to bum around the world?
Dear. I'm not bumming around. I get jobs. I work. I have a good time, too.
Don't you ever plan to settle down?
Maybe. Probably. It depends. I worked on a dig down in Peru. I kind of like that.
What do you mean, a dig down there? An archaeological dig?
Yeah.
Oh.
I may go into something like that.
Oh, dear.
A fellow from Harvard was running it. Huh? Said I was the best assistant he'd had.
Oh, dear,
oh
that,
really?
Dear?
Oh, well, now that's something.
Isn't
but archaeologists have to get a degree, get their master's and their doctorate.
Not necessarily. Actual experience counts a lot.
Now, you listen to me, young man. If you want to get to the top of your field...
Dear, please, now I'm going to get dinner. Tom, do your mother a favor. Do your poor mother a favor. Take a bath, please.
Sure.
Okay, if I take a shower instead?
No, take a bath and soak for a while. And couldn't you just maybe trim your beard a bit so I can see, part of your face? And when you wash your hair, which I hope you will, you might cut a bit off afterwards. I mean, 3 or even 10 inches.
I'll think about it.
There's a brush there. Scrub your nails, too, dear.
I can't believe he's my son. Hey, you know, maybe he isn't. Maybe it's some imposter underneath all that hair.
Remember how beautiful he was as a baby? My little boy. So cute with those curls. Now he looks like the abominable snowman.
Yes. So I've been trying to think what he reminded me of, and that's it, the abominable snowman.
That's right. You know something? I didn't even know him when he arrived. I was standing in the kitchen, and he just walked in. I didn't see him, and he came up behind me, put his arms around me, and I turned around. I let out this scream. I thought he was a sex maniac. I was going to be murdered or robbed or... That's my baby boy.
No, sweetheart, I know.
I've got to get dinner. I'm having his favorite. Breaded pork chops, and I want dinner to be pleasant. And I want you to stop picking on him, or this is going to be one of the worst evenings of our lives. Don't get on any touchy subjects.
That's going to be hard. We may wind up playing Scrabble after all.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrile. I compared labels. Daytrile has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrile can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrile, new from Bristol-Myers.
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
Tom is gone. I was sitting out on the porch while dinner was cooking. The pork chops take quite a while, you know. And
well, what about Tom?
I came out the kitchen. I saw his duffel bag with the clean clothes was gone. Here was this note.
What? Here. Well, let me see it.
Thanks, Mom. I'll write more often. No, Dad, not to worry. Uh-huh. P.S. I stole 2 of the pork chops. They were great.
Now, why would he just walk out like that? All right. It's my fault. Don't say it.
He did take a bath. He even cleaned up the bathroom. I wonder what he looked like. Clean.
It's my fault he took off again. I don't know what comes over me. I intend to be decent, polite, understanding, and then I take one look at him and I just see red. Well,
I know.
Look, now, wait a minute. He must be hitchhiking. Shall I go out and try to find him?
No, he had a beat-up car he parked down the lane. Now, Well, should we have our dinner? It's all ready.
I'm not very hungry, to tell you the truth. Can you keep it hot for about a half an hour or even 15 minutes? I think I'll just take a little walk over to the lake, do a little thinking. You mind?
Want me to come along?
No. I think I'll go by myself.
All right.
I won't be long. I'll just get a breath of fresh air.
All right, dear. All right. I'll clean up some of the cooking dishes, I guess. Yes?
Hi. It's me.
Oh, I thought you'd gone. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, you're clean and you shaved off that beard and trimmed your hair. Come on, Tom.
No, I just came back to say goodbye.
But your father just went out the front door. Let me call him.
No. I heard you talking. Let him have his walk.
He loves you.
Yeah, I know that.
Where are you headed for now? More archaeological digging?
I think so.
Where?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Mexico, maybe Peru, maybe Greece, Turkey.
I always wanted to be an archaeologist.
I know. Want to come with me?
Yes, I would.
Come on, we'd have a lot of fun. You'd love it.
I know. It's a little late. Your father's helpless without me.
I know.
Honey!
Goodbye, Mom. I'll write. I really will.
Now, look, take some vitamins and don't catch cold, and for heaven's sake, get your clothes washed more often. Goodbye, Tom.
Honey?
I'm in the kitchen.
Well, it hit me just as I got out to the road.
What hit you, a car?
No. Why I get so mad at my son. Oh. I'm jealous.
Jealous?
Yes, jealous. Envious. He's doing just what I wanted to do and never had the courage to do. He's traveling, seeing the world before he settles down. Well, You wouldn't understand that, really, being a woman.
What does that mean, being a woman?
You did, too?
Well, of course. I never intended to get married so early. I thought I'd have a fling at Paris, dash over to Greece, do some digging in the ruins of Persia, now called Iran.
Why don't we change our lifestyle, as they say these days? Let's plan to do some traveling.
Oh, well, we better save some money first. Debbie has to go to college, and we've got...
I wish I knew where Tom was so I could talk to him now.
Well, he'll be back. Sooner, I think, this time, dear.
He was here, wasn't he? He came back to say goodbye to you.
Well.
How'd he look after his bath?
Clean. And he shaved and he cut his hair.
Oh, great. Maybe, honey, he'll turn out all right, huh?
No, dear. Maybe we will.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. And to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from 2 personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
And take your medicine?
At 10 o'clock.
Sure now.
Just look in the medicine cabinet for yourself, darling. I turned the little indicator on the bottle to 8 o'clock.
All right. And you haven't seen any more flickering lights?
Only in your eyes.
Let's keep it that way, shall we?
Hey, what? I like your new brand of toothpaste.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Oh, boy, that bed looks good.
Oh, you don't feel like talking?
Oh, well, I'll listen, darling, while I'm resting my eyes, okay?
That's not what I had in mind.
Oh, well, you may have to pinch me or even hit me rather vigorously. Don't you want another blanket on the bed?
Nope, not unless you do. Jason, I am worried about Angela. She was upset tonight.
I wish Morris could see what he's doing.
What is he doing?
Well, darling, I'm no marriage counselor.
But you know Marsh.
Well, he is interested in Angela.
He really is?
Oh, sure. You can see it when he looks at her.
Well, she is attractive, even if she is my sister.
Oh, I know that. I know. As a matter of fact, darling, if you hadn't come along at the absolutely right moment, you might be my sister-in-law instead of Angela.
Oh, what an ego, darling. What? Angela wasn't interested in you. Don't you remember that red-headed intern?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. Anyway, Marsh is an unhappy man, and you can hardly blame him if he thinks warm thoughts about Angela.
Well, if only Ginger would sort of pull back, then Marsh might not feel he needs a friend so desperately.
You're asking for rationality in a jealous woman?
I wonder what started it.
Yeah, I wonder that, too. Marsh said something about Billings.
Yes, he was at Billings before he came to Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, maybe there's something there.
Well, at least the children have stopped talking about it, as far as we know.
Susie and Betsy?
Hmm. They're the ones it's rough on.
I don't know, darling. Sometimes I think kids are smarter about these things than we are.
What do you mean?
Well, they've stopped talking about it. Look at us.
Oh, Jason, it's our problem, an adult problem.
Well, if we acted like adults, there wouldn't be so many problems.
And if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bicycle.
Yeah. Hey, imagine that, a 10-speed grandmother.
Oh,
listen, before I collapse, some equal time for my sister?
Oh, darling, of course. What's new with Lynn?
Well, I think she's going to fly back to Zurich.
To see Kurt. Mm,
the famous Curtis Rogers.
Mm.
You know, I feel a little sorry for the guy. Nobody could live up to the advance billing Lynn's given him.
Does Robert know she's going?
No, I don't think so.
Well, don't you think you should tell him? He's your father.
Well, I gave up tattling on my kid sister when I was 14.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Well, what's your word for it?
Well, why doesn't she tell him herself?
Well, I hope she will, but I can understand it if she doesn't.
Oh, he's going to be furious.
And now you understand why she doesn't tell him.
Hmm. Maybe if you tell Caroline.
No.
Well, someone ought to know.
Lynn knows. She is over 21, darling. And she's capable. And she should be in charge of her own life.
You know, maybe Angela ought to leave Jefferson.
What? How do we get back to that?
Well, you just said that Lynn should be in charge of her own life. Maybe that's what Angela wants, too.
If you could make the connection.
Angela is being shoved about by, well, by all of us. Ginger's jealousy, Marcia's whatever, and you don't want to lose a good nurse.
And you?
She's been sister, mother, best friend to me. Almost all of my life. And what does she have, Jason? What does she have to compare with what we have? Ginger, I think I'm going to get one of those dish laundries when I get home to Burtonsville. They're right handy.
Now that Zeb can afford it. I'm glad you're making out well, Cora. We had some lean years when we were little.
Oh, they weren't too bad. We always had enough to eat.
Oh, there's more to life than that. You want some more coffee?
As long as it's not that instant kind. I like a real cup of coffee.
Let's sit down here.
Don't you think it's time you told me what's eating on you?
What do you mean?
Well, I've got eyes in my head and ears, too. And you and Marsh are just plain sour with each other.
I do the best I can, Cora. You can see that.
You keep a nice house, but that's not enough.
It's not my fault.
What isn't?
You wouldn't understand. In Burtonsville, people don't...
Well, everything that happens any place happens in Burtonsville. We even had student riots year before last.
I don't want to complain.
Well, then you have, Jean.
Oh, now stop picking.
All right, honey. Why don't you just tell your big sister?
I wouldn't mind so much if it weren't for Betsy.
Well, what wouldn't you mind?
Marsh is running around.
You mean other women?
Yes.
How long has he been doing it?
I don't know. I found out when he was at Billings Hospital.
You know for sure now?
He was carrying on with a resident doctor. She was from Boston.
Well, he stopped, didn't he?
When I made him.
What did you do?
I went to his department head, a Dr. Keller, and told him.
You did that?
It was the only thing I could think to do.
Ginger, weren't you brought up to have more pride than that?
Anyway, he stopped. Then Marsh left Billings and went to Jefferson.
No matter what your man does, you don't complain about him to strangers.
This is Chicago, not Burtonsville.
It makes no difference. Family things are kept in the family.
Now he's doing it again.
You do know for sure?
Yes.
Who is it?
A nurse at Jefferson, Angela Fairchild. And he's with her right now, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope you're not going to be foolish again.
I don't know what to do.
Talk to Marsh. Talk to him.
I have, and he says it's not true. Is that you, Marsh?
Yeah. And my car's okay now.
That's where you were?
Well, sure. You know Joe brought it around after dinner, and then I drove him back to the garage.
And you didn't make any unscheduled stops.
Yes, Ginger. I picked up some fresh apple cider. It's the first of the season.
That's not what I meant.
No, I guess it isn't.
I think I'll go upstairs. You two will want to talk.
No. Wait, Cora, please. I guess you know.
Well, we've been talking.
Do you want to hear my side?
That's something between you and Ginger. Outsiders don't help much.
Well, Ginger's talked to you?
Yes, I have. I've been dying of loneliness, having to live with this burden.
Ginger, please, it is something you've made up. I swear to you. Also, you were wrong about Billings. Nothing happened there.
Then why did you leave?
Because you made it impossible to stay. And you would have ruined the reputation of a fine young doctor. She was innocent. She was just a friend.
What do you know for sure about this, Ginger?
I have proof.
What is it?
Dr. Keller knows.
Oh, Dr. Keller. I think he was after her himself.
And you got there first.
No, I didn't. Phoebe was engaged to a doctor in the Army.
You see, he knows all about her.
Well, whatever has happened or didn't happen, is it important enough to make you two fight like mountain cats?
I don't know, Cora.
Well, maybe you better find out. Maybe you both better find out.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.